We need a task to even Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisin. His Achinam here also, the reason why it said that Pesach is part of the Megillah's Tainis, that even the day after Pesach is also wasn't the first Nasa to say Hespit. So Hura Kaman, who does this last verse go like? Kerebi Yasi, goes like Rebbe Yasi Shita. The Yama that he says, Bein Lafon of Bein Lachrav Osa. These days, the Yom Tovim that it says in Megillah's Tainis, it's also a day before and a day afterwards. Fret the Gemara, Ihochi, if so. The Yisrael Batishanami, if so, why did you say that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is part of the Megillah's Tainis in order to ask for the day before, which is the 29th day of Adar? My era, why do you have to say that every Yom Demak, my Yom Demtukim Temido, that the 29th day of Adar is Osir? Because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Typically, there's another reason why the 29th of Adar would be Osir. Devela Yom Devosir Esrim Vitimna. It's the day after the 28th of Adar. And the 28th of Adar is also one of the days of Megillah's Tainis. So therefore, the day afterwards, if you hold like Rabbi Yasi, that the days afterwards is also Osir, so the 29th day is Osir anyway. Then we're back to the first kasha. Why before do we have to say that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is part of the days of Megillah Tainis? Your Rosh Chodesh is also anyway. The answer we said before was to ask the day before. But now, since the 28th day of Adar is also anyway, the 29th should be also like Rabbi Yosi Shita, because it's the day after the 28th. The Tanya was like this. B'yetzvim b'tim nebei, on the 28th of Adar, also saw b'shurta tovos liyuda, came very good news to the Jews. Loyadin min yaraisa, don't have to stop learning Torah. Why shepamachas that once happened the nigzu gzera Yisrael, the goyish king made a gzera degree upon the Jews. Shloyasku b'Torah, they can't learn Torah. Shloyimolus b'nei they can't make a bris milah. V'sheichalu shabosos, they have to be mechalu Shabbos. Ma also Yehuda ben Shemua, what did he do with chaver and his friends? Hochu v'notlu eitzu mimachrenusa achas, they went to ask advice from one great lady. She called Gedele Roim Matsui Mestad. All the heads of Roim used to ask her advice also. Is Omru Lehem. She told them, Omdu, get up, Evgino Balayla, and scream out in the middle of the night to say your peace, like say what your complaints are. Is Holchus, that's what they did. They went, Evgino Balayla, they started to scream out at night. Omru, they started this. Ishramayla, they first started to scream out, that's what Kodesh Boko, Hashem, please help us. And then they said, Loyach to the Goyim, like, Loyachim Anachim, aren't we your brothers? Aren't we the sons of one father, like Bnei Avram? Anachnu v'loy bnei am echas anachnu. Manishtanu manishtaninu mikol uma. V'loshin, why are we different than the other nation? Shatim goizrim aleinu gzeres royis, you make such bad degrees upon us. O bitlum, and the goyish king listen and stop the bad degrees. V'yoyse yoyim, and that day yasu yomtav, they made a yomtav v'chomim. That was the 28th day of Adar. So it comes out the 28th day of Adar is one of the Yom Tovim that it says in Megillah's Tainis. Now, if you hold like Rabbi Yosi Shita, the day after is also Osir to fast. So the 29th day of Adar is also to fast because it's the day after the 28th. So we have the Kasha then. Why at the beginning do we have to say that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is part of Megillah's Tainis? To ask for the 29th of Adar, it's Osir anyway. So Rabbi answered, L'nitzuchel l'chodesh mubur. Now, if Kamina is a year, we have two Adars. That then one Adar could be Mole, could be 30 days to it. So, Naf Kamina is the 30th day of Adar. That would have been Mutta because it's 2 days after the 28th day. So, we have to say Rosh Chodesh Nisan is part of the Yom Tovim of Megillah's Tainis, that even the 30th day of Adar is also Osir. Ravashi Yom Ravashi says, Afilu Teim Lo Chodesh Chosin. No, even if Adar only has 29 days. I'll tell you, Kol Shal Achrov, any day after the day of the Yom Tov, that it says in Megillah's Tainis, like the 29th day of Adar, the Tainis also. True, you can't fast that day. It's also to fast. But the Hespit Mutter would have been Mutter to say a Hespit. The Zeh, now, this 29th day of Adar, Hoyle Mutter ben Shnei Yom Tovim, since it's in between two Yom Tovim, it's in between the 28th, and in between Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is Asul Ki Yom Tovasim. It has the same halacha like Yom Tov itself, that you're not allowed to fast, and you can't say a Hespit either. The Afilu Be Hespit Nami Yosra, Tivin Osra, to say a Hespit, on the 29th of Adar. Omamar, before we learned like this, Mitim Nebe, from the 8th day of Adar, on the 8th day of Nisan, the Atzoif Miyadah, till the end of Pesach, Hisusim Chagad Shvua. It's a Yom Tov when the Chomim went over the Baisusim about when to bring the Korban Omer, when to make Chag HaShuas. And they made the Mispid, you can't say a Hespid. Is the question, Lomu Lomay Mitim Nebe, why does the 8th day of Nisan has to be part of the second Yom Tov. Leimam a Tisha B'Av, it just should have said for the ninth day of Nisan. V'timne, now the eighth day of Nisan, Gufay Oser, it's Oser from before. To have a Leimah, they took in Betimida, like we had before. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the eighth day of Nisan, including the eighth day, is part of the Yom Tov of the Korban Atamid. So why do we have to say for the next Yom Tov of the Inyan of Shavuos starts from the 8th of Nisan, it should have started from the 9th day of Nisan. And the 9th day is also anyway. So Gemara says like this, Kivon dilu miklilei milsa. Since if something would come up that during these first 8 days of Nisan, ubat linu, something bad like we'll soon see later would come up, that the Chum will make a reason to say you are allowed to fast then, is bat linu l'shiva. Once you mavato one day of the Yom Tov, all the days of the Yom Tov is bottle. So therefore, it would have been bottle from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the Chesboi. Is Tim? Like that's the reason why we say the second Yom Tov starts from the eighth day. So the Gemara says Tim Negufa, the eighth day now is also Tevlo Yoyma Kamis, the first day, the Isusa Bechagad Shvua. Since it's the first day of the second Yom Tov, so true they were bottle the first day, the first Yom Tov, but the second Yom Tov is still Kayim, therefore the 8th day of Nisan, you're not allowed to fast, you can't say it has been. So Mor says, Hashtu the Asya Lahochi, the Asya Lahochi, once you come onto this territory already, Eschem Vatisha Namnak, I'll give you the same answer for 29th of Adar. Kivon Dila Mikle Milsa, but literally Eschem Vatimna, since something would come up. That's what Bonin would say, now you were allowed to fast on the 28th day of Adar. Eschem Vatisha Gufa Yosa, but you should know, the 29th day would still remain Osir. Why? Because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is the Yom Tov, when the Chum won over the Tzedukim, where how to bring the Korban Atamid. So therefore, there's a difference. The 29th day, true, would have been Osir anyway, because of the 28th day. But let's say something would come up on the 20th day, something bad would happen. That because of that, the Chum would have said, you are allowed to fast. So then the 29th day, you would have been allowed to fast. But now that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is part of the Megillas Tainis, you're not allowed to fast on the 29th day either. Mora says, Itma, Rabbi Chiya Barasi, Omar Rav, Halacha Rabbi Yosi. The Pasul of Rabbi Yosi, that the Yom Tovim that it says in Megillas Tainis is also a day before and a day afterwards. O Shmuel, Omar Shmuel says, no, Halacha Rabbi Meir. It's only also the day before, the day afterwards is Mutter. He goes like Lakula. But the Gemara Miyom Hashemul Hoch and the Shemul say like this. What Tani will learn like this? We have a Shemul Megal Miloimer. Ma Talmud Loimer. What does the pasuk say? Pohein Pohein Shtei Pomin. In these days in Megillas Tainis it says two times Pohein Pohein. So Shemul Megal says Loimloch will teach us. Shein Asurin. Only these days itself are also to fast or to have a hesped. But Lefnei Mulachrei Mutarim. He sees the biggest maker of Shemul Megal. A day before even is also mutter to fast. The Yom HaShemul and Shemul says, Allah HaKrib Shemul Gamliel. So it's a steer in Shemul. Does it pass like Reb Meir that the day before is Osir? Or does it pass like Shemul Gamliel the day before is Mutter? So the Moran says, Mikara Savar. At the beginning, Shemul held, Kiva the Lekatana the Mekka Karabi Meir, Amar Allah HaKrib Meir. In other words, Shemul holds this is an Indian of the Rabbonin. The Rabbonin will Mesaka not the first. So it's only Gola Kula. So at the beginning, he only knew Reb Meir Shita. He was a Mekel. Only the day before is Osir, not the day afterwards. But now, Kibun, the Shomal Reb Shimon, once he heard Reb Shimon Shita, the Mekel's phase, even a bigger Mekel, even the day before, also you're allowed to fast. Amr Halachak Reb Shimon Gamliel. Shmuel said, Halachak Reb Shimon Gamliel, that you're allowed to fast even the day before these Yom Tovim. Vechein Omar Boli, the same thing was said, Boli Yeshem of Achokam Rashi says, yeah. And Amr Reb Chiyah Barab, Amr Reb Yechanan, Halachak Reb Yasi, Reb Yechanan Paschal like Reb Yasi, that both the day before and the day afterwards is also to fast. Omele Reb Chiyah Laboli, Asavlocha, I'll give you a svara, that Ki Yomer Reb Yechon, Alokha Reb Yasi, when did Reb Yechon say Alokha Reb Yasi, that it's also afterwards, Adelel Asano, only you can't fast the day afterwards. Mashenke, to say a hesped, it would be mutter to say a hesped on the day after. So now the Gemara asks, Omi Yomer Reb Yechon Hochi, is it true that Reb Yechon in Paskin, Alokha Reb Yasi, that it's also a day afterwards, and a day after and a day before? Any Yom Tov that it says in Megillas Tainis that you're not allowed to fast that day, the day before and the day afterwards is also Osir, is that true? The Yom Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon said, you should know, Halacha Kestam Mishnah. We always pass like a Stam Mishnah. Utanan, we learned the Stam Mishnah like this in Masechta Megillah. That Afa Pi Shamru Makdimim, even though there are certain times that you're allowed to read the Megillah earlier than Yudal Aviador, v'loy machrin, and you can't read it though later than it's time. But mutarim behespit v'tainis. You should know these days that you read it earlier.